I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 15th, 2019. Python enthusiasts got a great start to the week with two new releases. Yesterday saw the arrival of Python 3.8, bringing with it a new syntax for positional-only function parameters and a common ABI for both debug and release modes. The release also sees the introduction of an inline assignment operator, playfully dubbed the walrus operator, that previously caused controversy within the Python community, and eventually led to Guido Van Rossum stepping down from his position as benevolent dictator for life. Also appearing yesterday was version 7.2 of PyPy, an alternate implementation of the language that is itself written in Python and uses a just-in-time compiler to speed up program execution. Now feature compatible with Python versions 2.7 and 3.6, this new release of PyPy includes significant improvements to its JSON handling and full 64-bit ARM support. Amazon is offering promotional AWS credits to the open source community. Perhaps with an eye on the bad publicity it received over the last year by packaging a number of projects for resale on its platform, Amazon is now offering free cloud credits to some open source projects. To qualify for an award, projects will need to have an existing AWS account, ideally operate within a nonprofit or foundation structure, and provide software that could prove useful to Amazon's own business or its customers. The Linux Foundation has announced a new training course for anyone looking to get into kernel development. The self-paced online course is available for free, includes 12 to 16 hours worth of course materials, and requires only a good understanding of bash scripting and C programming to get started. Noted kernel developer Greg KH has praised the course, saying that it is unique in that it covers both the technical aspects of submitting code, as well as how the community works in order to have that code accepted. KDE Plasma 5.17 has landed with fractional scaling support for Wayland and much more. As well as a host of bug fixes, the new release of Plasma brings speedups, additional polish, and some new features. The project has moved away from bash startup scripts to asynchronous C++ ones, reducing the delay between login screen and a fully usable desktop. The release also sees greater UI consistency, as well as new user-facing features like a desktop dimming night mode, and with fractional scaling on Wayland now in place, Plasma will finally work as well with high DPI monitors as it does with legacy devices. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/27. Chris will be in tomorrow.